During a meeting today that included village media editors from across the province, our editor-in-chief reminded us of the importance of local journalism, now more than ever. The U.S. has a new president, one who regularly trashes mainstream media. More and more, Americans, half of whom voted for their new president, are getting their news from social media, having become increasingly distrustful and even hostile toward what has long been considered trusted media outlets that offer fair and balanced reporting. We're on that slippery slope this side of the border. Many Canadians are aware that Donald Trump has repeatedly said Canada should become the 51st state. Abacus Data reported last week that a survey conducted to determine how Canadians feel about his statement showed 7 in 10 are absolutely against the idea, while 24% are at least open to exploring it. Only 6% said they absolutely favor Canada becoming part of the United States. That one Canadian would think becoming the 51st state is a good idea is pretty shocking, and that one if four is open to the idea even more so. We have an election coming up in Canada, and likely a provincial election even sooner, some saying as early as February. An independent press with journalists committed to the truth becomes even more important during an election. All of us at Village Media will continue our commitment to making our coverage relevant locally, while providing a wider perspective of what is happening in the province and across the country with election news that can be trusted. Our threats toward trusted, mainstream journalism in Canada don't match the danger to democracy in the U.S., at least not yet, but we are facing a growing political divide that includes an increasing distrust in mainstream media along with the proliferation of misinformation on social media. And traditional media is at a distinct disadvantage that Facebook is no longer an option for engaging with those who get their news exclusively on social media. Posting this on our Niagara on the Lake local news website may be a little like preaching to the converted, or in this case preaching to our loyal readers, but as we move closer to our own elections, you will likely hear more and more from those who turn elsewhere for their not-so-reliable news. Please speak up about our site and the many other news sources still committed to producing top-notch journalism with an emphasis on unbiased truth. It's not an exaggeration to say that trusted news sources are essential to democracy. We only have to look a short border crossing away to see proof of that.